Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida, Daf Ayin Gimel, Nida 73. And today's Daf Yomi brings us to the concluding Daf, not only of Maseches Nida, but also of the entire Talmud of the Shas. And so we thank Hashem for giving us the strength to finish this Masechta and to reach this point in our podcast, in our daily Daf Yomi podcast. So today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara ends the tractate with a phrase, with a teaching, which is really not at first glance directly connected to the previous teachings, which have been discussing some of the laws of Nida. And what is the conclusion? The concluding statement is Tana Debei Eliyahu, that there was a teaching that came out of the Beis Medrash of Eliyahu. And what did he teach? Ko Ashona Halachos, whoever teaches or studies Halachos, whoever studies Halachos every day, Bechol Yom, every single day, Muftach, well, it is clear to us, Shehu Ben Olam Haba, this person is assured to be a person who acquires the world to come. Shenemar halichos olam lo, that it says the way of the world, the manner of the world belongs to him. Al tikri halichos, don't read this as halichos ela halachos, but law. Meaning to say, somebody who studies halachos, this person is assured to have a place in the world to come. And the word him is a reference to the world to come. So first of all, this is very reassuring for all those who've been listening to the 5-minute daf, because at the very least, you've been studying, and we've been studying together halachos every single day. So Baruch Hashem, and we pray that we are able to merit a share in the world to come as a result of our studies. So let us discuss, why is this phrase here in the first place? Why is this appearing at the end of the tractate Nida? So Tosfos writes that because this teaching of the Tana Debei Eliyahu refers to somebody who's every day studying the laws of Moshe at Sinai. Therefore, our Gemara is bringing this at the end in order to teach us the importance of studying laws that are laws from Moses at Sinai. And so that's the position of Tosfos. However, the Maharsha says this teaching also appears in Tractate Megillah, and the Gemara doesn't conclude with it there. So what's the reason why it's here? And so therefore, the Maharsha gives a different reason. Marsha says that the reason why it's here is because earlier in the Tractate Nida, we saw the teaching of Rabbi Zeira on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph on 66a, and there Rabbi Zeira had said that the Benos Yisrael are stricter upon themselves, and they're so strict that even if they see a drop of blood like a mustard seed, that they're going to wait 7 clean days and view themselves as though they're basically a Zava Gadoa, and not just say they're a Nida. And so therefore, if that's the case, that they're going to require 7 clean days, that you might have said, okay, well, if that's the case, we shouldn't bother studying just the biblical law, because the biblical law in this case is much more lenient than the practices that the rabbis and the Benos Yisrael have taken upon themselves. And so therefore, we might have thought that there's no reason to study all the biblical laws. So therefore, the Gemara brings this price at the conclusion to teach us that just by studying these laws about such a person, you're assured a share in the world to come. And as it states in Pirkei Avos, chapter 3, Mishnah 18, and we started the tractate by reminding ourselves of this teaching, that Pischei Nida hein hein gufi halachos, that the laws of relating to the Nida is the essential aspect of halachos, meaning to say that a person who studies these laws will merit a share in the world to come. And so, and another explanation is the explanation of the Radal, and he explains that since this Gemara, there is no Gemara for Seder Taharos, therefore we might have thought that for this reason, that we're concerned that maybe somebody's not going to study it. And so therefore, the Gemara concludes this tractate by telling us that whoever studies the laws of Taharos, and whoever studies the laws of the Mishnayos, the Kol Hashona Halachos refers to the Mishnah, we should study the laws of the Mishnayos, of Taharos, this person will merit a share in the world to come. It's an inspiration for us to continue to study. What is the idea of Kol Hashona Halachos B'Kol Yom? Whoever studies these teachings every single day, what is the power of that? So the one of the explanations is for this is because the Torah stands in the place of sacrifice, meaning to say that we used to bring sacrifices if we did a sin, and the sacrifices would be an atonement from us before Hashem. And today we no longer have the Torah, we no longer have the sacrifices. What we do have is the Torah study. And so therefore, somebody who studies Torah study every single day is going to be assured that they're going to going to achieve atonement for our sins, Rachmanu Litzlan, and therefore we'll become assured that we're going to have a share in the world to come, because the Torah study is going to be act as an atonement for our sins, just like the sacrifice did it. We're doing that in the time of the temple. And the Merom Misadeh gives a different answer and says, by studying Torah day and night, we're able to fulfill the verse of Yigisabo Yoma Velayla. It says in Yoshua chapter 1, verse 8, that you should immerse yourself in Torah study day and night. But we know that it's for most of us in the world, it's too hard to immerse ourselves in Torah study day and night. It's just an impossibility. We have to make a parnasa. We have to work. We have other things that are diverting attention, which are important, which are necessary in order to live. And so therefore, the Gemara in Brachos and the Gemara in Menachos says that if a person, the Gemara in Menachos, Sadi Tesam Abeis, 99b, tells us that even if a person only studies one chapter in the morning and one chapter at night, every single day, they fulfill the concept of Yigisa Bo Yomam V'Laila. Just by studying in the morning and at night, you fulfilled as though your intent was really to study all day. And so therefore, if a person studies every single day two halachos, one halacha in the morning and one halacha at night, the person has fulfilled their mitzvah of Torah study. And so this is a very important concept, that a person should study one thing every morning before they go out to work, and one thing every night when they come home. And then you fulfill this concept of Yigisa Bo Yomam V'Laila. This is a beautiful connection to the Daf Yomi of people who take upon ourselves to every single day set aside time for Torah study, and it should be our focus and our direction in life, and everything else we're doing is just giving us time to study Torah more and connect to Hashem as part of our service as being Hashem's servants in this world.